Hi guys, it's my turn to talk about our Lenten practice this week. We're going to talk about prayer. If I haven't met you, my name's Malia Frazier. I help lead worship at Redemption Hill. Prayer is just talking and listening to the Father. My dog is whining, so I understand that sometimes quiet and listening can be tricky when there's so much noise around us all of the time. I'm a mom of four and I work outside the home as well as lead worship. So I understand that it can be hard to find, to make time to talk to God. And so I wanted to talk to you about it, teach you a little bit about it, and then give you some ideas during busy weeks on how I find that time to hang out with Jesus. So we pray for many things. One reason we pray is to connect and feel closer to God. We also pray for guidance, for peace, for needs, for our friends, for our family. Prayer can be quietly in our heads. It can also be spoken out loud. It can be formal or it can be informal, like off the cuff. It can be by yourself or it can be with other people. And it can be done anywhere too. It doesn't have to be done at church. It doesn't have to be done on your knees with your hands folded. It can be done in the car, on a walk, while we play, even in like a moment. So like if you're feeling excitement or frustration, I mean, you just like shout out to God out loud or in your head. He hears you, he's with us, no matter where we're at. I'm gonna go through a practice of prayer that's gonna be sent out to you this week in an email. But I'm going to go through it with you on here too, if it's easier to access watching a video. So I want to challenge you to do this practice of prayer a few times this week, at least try it once. So it starts with putting away distractions. So try to find a place that's comfortable where you can relax, where you can put your phone away for a while and maybe away from the kids, or I mean, if that's like sitting out in your car, lock yourself in the car for a little bit. But you want to start in a quiet place. And I want you just to start with a few minutes of silence. My puppy keeps crying. A few minutes of silence and just practice focusing on your breathing. So you're going to breathe in and breathe out a few times. And I want you, when you're breathing, maybe even close your eyes for a little bit. It's okay if you're sleepy. It's actually okay if you fall asleep doing this. I give you permission for that, but breathe in and out. And I want you to use your imagination to picture a place where you're going to meet with Jesus. And so just maybe 3 minutes, set a clock maybe for 3 minutes, and just breathe in and out and imagine a place where Jesus is with you. Then after that imaginative prayer time, I want you to practice praising God. So praising God looks like look like thankfulness. It's praising God for who he is, for his attribute, for his names, for his character. And if this is new for you, you can start with reading a psalm or the songs, or you can like sing a song, like a worship song that you might know, or read the lyrics of a worship song out loud. But those are some ways, you know, you can say God's attributes, like you are mighty, you are good, you are creator, you are holy, you are merciful. That's a way to praise God. And thankfulness, you can also thank him for the things that he's given you and the things that you have and what you're thankful for, what you're celebrating. The next few minutes, I want you to move into a time of confession. And the word confession can sound kind of scary, like saying all your sins to God, but really all it is, confession is just telling God the truth about what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. So telling him the truth about where you're at that moment. Like, God, it's hard to focus. God, it feels weird to sit here in quiet. Or like there might be some really big feelings or big things you're experiencing. So just say that out loud to God. That is confession. Saying it out loud and saying it to the Father basically is like giving him permission to speak back into that thing. So you tell him the truth about what's going on. He wants the real you. And remember, he's really gentle and kind. He's not going to shame you. He's present with you and he sees you where you're at. and he wants to know you and he wants to be known by you. And then after that time of confession, I want you just to sit in quiet again when that, maybe use that imaginative prayer where Jesus is with you. And I want you to kind of open your heart or your mind. I know that's kind of a hard concept for some of us if you're new to this, but just sit in quiet and see if you hear anything back from him. So like a word, an impression, a Bible verse, a lyric from a song, and just be open to it. And you can ask God, is that from you? And just listen. After that is a time where you can ask God for stuff. So ask him for what, maybe the needs that you have, family and friends that you know are maybe hurting, or things that you're passionate about, but that's called supplication. That's the big word for it, or intercession. Supplication is asking for things. Interceding just means going to God on behalf of somebody else. And so take a few minutes to ask God for stuff. And then that's it. That's your time. I want you to practice those things. So again, it's getting comfortable, breathing, praise, confession, and then supplication and intercession. And I'm going to read this verse to you. I tell you the truth. This is Jesus talking. This is in John 14. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it. Okay, hope that helps. Love you guys.